Well, this is Darius with my good friend
Hank,
and we're here to talk to you about Dragon Ball Z. I have a question for you, Tank. Who do you think would win in a fight between Goku and Vegeta?
Goku.
And why is that?
Because Goku's like the main character, and he never loses except for one time. He gets hurt, and throughout his battles, he's the strongest.
Okay, so who do you think the most skilled fighter is?
Vegeta.
And if Goku would beat him, then why would Vegeta be more skilled than Goku?
Because he's a higher class than Goku. He's prince of all Saiyans and all that kind of stuff, and he was in the elite class of villains and stuff. That's why.
Okay, so could you tell me what is Dragon Ball Z?
Well, Dragon Ball Z was inspired by the Chinese novel Journey of the West. The series follows the adventures of a boy named Goku from the childhood through the adulthood of his training. He goes in search of these seven mystical orbs called Dragon Balls. They will summon a magical dragon who will grant you one wish. That is what Dragon Ball Z is.
So, where did Dragon Ball Z come from?
Came from originalities serialized in Weekly, Shinhwa, Jump from 1984 to 1995. Later, 519 individual episodes came into 42 Turgabon volumes by Shisho.
Great, now I'm going to tell you like a summary of the Dragon Ball series. The series begins as a young boy named Goku befriends a teenage girl named Bulma, and along his journey, he finds friends, and his master trains him, and he has a lot of battles with enemies like Vegeta and Boo and androids and Cell, and he dies or he gets absorbed once, and then but his friends find the seven Dragon Balls, and then the wish granting dragon comes and revives him, and then he saves the world several times throughout his journey. And so that's pretty much a summary of Dragon Ball Z.
Well, thank you for listening to Darius and Tank's podcast about Dragon Ball Z. See you later.
Bye.